بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقيت إبراهيم ليلة أسري أبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said when I went for Mi'raj physical ascension toward the skies I met Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام and Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام gave me a very very important message. The first message Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam to convey to the ummah, tell your ummah I gave salam. Subhanallah. How beautiful the salam sounds coming from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a royal salam. And when we hear this hadith, then the adab and the etiquette is, we are getting a salam from a great Nabi of Allah who came thousands of years before us, and here we are, thousand years later, we are getting the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should say, wa alayka wa alayhi salam. Reply to the salam. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had a very important message. He told, akhbir ummataka, annal jannah, طَيَّبَتُ التُّرْبَ عُزْمَةُ الْمَا وَأَنَّهَا قِعَان وَأَنَّ غِرَاسَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your ummah that the sand of Jannah is beautiful. It's pure. And according to one description in the hadith, the sand of Jannat is made out of zafran. Not sand and stones, zafran. And the water of Jannat is absolutely sweet. But the land of Jannat is open and barren. Nothing there. We have to plant something there. And the planting, the trees and the plants of Jannah is going to be the zikr ilahi. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. This is it. Whenever we are making zikr, it's not just air coming out from our mouth, it's going up to the heavens and our gardens are getting cultivated in Jannah. Allah make us from among the among the inmates of Jannah, grant us tawfiq to make the zikr. We lift up our hands, we make dua to Allah, Allah forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. But a very simple prescription for forgiveness, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day happened to pass by a tree with very dry leaves. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his stick and he shook the branch and all the leaves fell down. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this to demonstrate to the ummah that just as these dry leaves fall from the tree, when a person from his mouth makes the zikr of Allah, all his sins also shed away from him, like how the leaves of the tree shed out. On one occasion, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw a group of people making zikr. This was in the masjid. A group of people making zikr. He approached them and he asked them, why are you people seated here? The gathering said, we are making the zikr of Allah. So Hazrat Muawiyah told, awal Allah, ma ajlasakum illa hadha. Is this what really kept you in the masjid making the zikr of Allah? They mentioned yes. Then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu told that gathering, you all know that from all the sahaba, I narrate the least number of hadiths. Despite that, I'm narrating this hadith because I'm 100% sure of its authenticity. He then narrates that there was a group of sahaba seated in Masjid al-Nabawi making the zikr of Allah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approached them and asked them the same question. What makes you all sit here? They mentioned making the zikr of Allah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, really? Is this what made us sit here? They mentioned, yes, this is what has made us sit here. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I'm not just taking qasam from you all for nothing. Jibreel alayhi salam just came to me now and told to me, y'all are seated here in the masjid making the zikr of Allah, but the reaction of this is in the arsh of Allah, inna Allah yubahi bikum al-malaika. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is priding himself in front of the malaika for what y'all are doing here sitting in the masjid making the zikr of Allah. What a great act. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Take out time every day, in the morning, in the evening, and attach yourself with zikr. And the zikr is such, once you get used to the zikr, you can leave your food out, but you won't leave the zikr out. You can tolerate leaving your food out, but this become a food in itself. You enjoy it, you feel restless, until you don't make the zikr of Allah. And why shouldn't we feel restless? When we came from Allah, we're going to go back to Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us recite three times, Qul Allahu Ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. It's a Friday morning, month of Ramadan, in the masjid. Early morning, Allah's rahmat and mercy descends. After making the zikr of Allah, du'as are mustajab. 100% they are accepted. Let us lift up our hands and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and draw from the unlimited treasures of Allah. And the greatest thing we must ask from Allah is Allah Himself. Allah, if we got you, we got everything. Allah, if we got everything, we don't have you, we got nothing. Allah, we want you from you. Allah, we want your love from you. Allah, we want your rahmat and your mercy from you. Allah, you take us in your special rahmat and mercy. Allah, we want Jannah from you. Allah, you save us from Jahannam. Make dua for our own self for husne khatima. The biggest fikr, biggest worry we got. What is the last moments of us leaving the dunya? Will we be our hearts attached to Allah? Do we, our hearts should be such that we are, just have the shauk, the desire to go to the zat that have created us, created our eyes, our ears, our heart, everything. And around us we see the manifestation of the power of Allah. Now that most beautiful Allah, we want to see Allah. Our hearts must have that yearning, the shauk, the desire to meet that Allah. Ask Allah now in our dua, Allah, when the last moments come for us to leave the dunya, then Allah, take our life away when we in sajda. Allah must take our lives away when we are making the zikr of Allah. Allah must take our lives away when we are making tilawat of the Quran. Allah must take our heart, a life away in such a condition that our hearts, we haven't hurt anyone. And Allah must take our life in such a condition that if we have hurt anyone, Allah must compensate them and Allah must absolve us. And with a pure heart, Allah must lift us up towards Him. Allah grant us tawfiq. Mm-hmm.